I curse myself for alarming her like this, but can't hold back my excitement. Look, look at my foot. Wiggle, 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 says my pinky toe. My mom's expression is a beautiful mixture of shock, disbelief, and unfettered joy. Are you doing that? Yup. I wiggle my toe relentlessly, like a lion tamer whipping its subject into action. It's difficult to describe the feeling of regaining control over a part of my body I had been told would remain disconnected from my brain, so I try to soak it all in. It's as though a dam that was holding back a wall of water suddenly had a hole poked through, and there's now a flow of water shooting through to the other side. Suddenly, a fear hits me. What if this is temporary? What if the control over my toe is just a momentary neurological phenomenon that will fade away? What if the hole in the dam wall fills back up? If it's only going to last a few minutes, then everyone better see it now. My mom beats me to the punch and yells for my dad. Shaheen! Shaheen, where are you? Come here, come here, come here. My dad lumbers in cautiously, not nearly as frantically as my mom's entrance. Look at it. He's wiggling it. He's wiggling his toe. He's doing it all himself. My mom is practically screaming. Oh my God. My father's reaction, as I expected, is muted on the outside, but I know he's just as excited. You're really doing that? He finally looks at my face after a minute of staring at my foot. Yes, I am. Check it out. I can stop moving it. Nothing happens. And then I start it up again. I'm totally doing it myself. I get a little cocky, but I convince myself that it's okay. That once the wiggling stops and I'm jolted back to reality, I won't regret my previous swagger. Britta jumps out of bed and grabs her phone to capture it on video. The show goes on for another few minutes before my mom, overcome with emotion, starts calling various family members to tell them the good news. While she's pacing back and forth, spending more time discussing a pinky toe than I ever imagined possible, Britta is jumping up and down as my dad and I keep testing the wiggling, ensuring that it's not temporary. It's only one pinky toe on only one foot, and I know it's still a very long way to go before I can move my legs around like I want to. But fresh hope has arisen for the future of my recovery. To go from feeling that controlling any part of my lower body would be the equivalent of bending a spoon with my mind, to finally seeing a flicker of hope in a tiny pinky toe is an indescribable moment. My brain has reestablished a connection to my lower body, and no one saw it coming, least of all I. The single most significant moment of my recovery so far has occurred just a day after the most humiliating and denigrating experience of my life. Why is a question I've asked myself countless times since this injury, and while I've never found answers to my why questions, I can't help but ask again now. Why did I have to go through the horror of yesterday, of feeling as helpless as an infant, to then experience the joy of this breakthrough? There must be some supernatural meaning to this. Some explanation to which a higher power holds the secret. Once again, I can't find the answers to my questions, but what I do know is that the fire that fuels my recovery was just doused with gasoline. My conviction to commit myself fully to my recovery, to stay on my path of complete dedication and diligence, has been reconfirmed. The desire to reach my ultimate goal of getting back on my feet has re-entered the realm of reality. If it means I have to wiggle this toe 100,000 times until it leads me to control another toe, then so be it. None of that is too daunting anymore. I've made the connection. Now it's just a matter of strengthening it. My mom hangs up the phone and comes in to hug me. I'm so happy, Arashjan. This is the best birthday gift I could ever ask for. I love you, Mom. I never would have known how to shop for this gift, I say with a snicker before I hug her tightly, and a shared flow of tears commences between the two of us.